Shoes.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Man's Ass Clowns across the food, and Ned's on a plane in the open air, coast to coast, Ned House. We call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found, sheep of the house of Israel, the seed of Israel's race. Ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 144.5 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 14th of it's the 18th of October, 2012, and I'm going to go ahead, and I decided to call the episode called The Little Jew Boys That Cried Kike. Now, folks, I'm sure you've all heard the little story about the little boy who cried wolf. What happens is that he amused himself by crying wolf, 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 and making all the people come out to save his little sheep from the wolves. Well, one day he went ahead and said so much, and one day he cried wolf too much, and the wolves went ahead, ate up his flock of sheep, and regrettably didn't eat the little lying bastard as well here. Well, folks, what you have in the movement is you have a bunch of sheep that cry kike, be they Alex Linder, a Jew, be they Eli James, be they Finkelshimi, be they Dan Johns, be they Jeremy Visser. Jews and Mamzers crying, Jew, Jew, Jew. Now, do they have anything actually to go ahead and say? And the answer is nothing. Do they have actually any real teaching? Well, no, it's altogether perverted. It's altogether added with Roman Catholic papist preterism or what have you, to where they go ahead and they bring this stuff and they don't have a single clue as to what the hell they're talking about. And they don't want to have a clue as to what the hell they're talking about. All they're talking about is sundry lies. In any case, though, folks, so that's why I've gone ahead and said that. I had pretty well a lot of stuff written down, but both Toshiba number one and Toshiba number two went ahead and died on me and took it with them. But the latest thing is you have Eli James threatening Skip Baker for Skip Baker's artwork about how Eli James is Rabbi of the Year. Rabbi Amon Yitzhak Shitzhak James. as the voice of Christian Israel, a.k.a. Eli James, was ADL's Ashkenazi of the Year Award for his infiltration of Christian identity. He's been doing that, Eli James has been doing it since supposedly 1979. Now, folks, I'm not surprised. And does it really matter? Does it really matter? Last night, for example, he ended up having Ethan 20, who had told me that he was a Mamzer for some time, going ahead and calling in to the Obagender Bender and Piss and Possum show last night. And pretty well, this Ethan 24 was sticking up for Rocky Sadeya, going ahead, and supposedly, if you have money, it doesn't matter if you're a mongrel or a nigger or whatever, as long as you're anti-Jew. I imagine here, if a Jew gives enough money, it don't matter if he's a Jew, as long as he's anti-Jew and pays out money. Well, hey. August Christ was doing that in, 2004, 2005? No big deal. At least not to August Christ. I mean, as far as August Christ was concerned, green is a new Aryan, is a new white. Now, folks, does it really matter if these people be Jews? Does it really matter if these people be Mamzers like Jeremy Visser? Folks, it's understood that Jeremy Visser admitted to being a, quote, Cherokee, wasn't white, when he was getting in trouble. So he gets to go ahead and come back and pretend to be white. No big deal. Well, folks, that's the way people do look at it. Folks, over gender bender doesn't dare give his real name, doesn't dare show his real snout, so everybody thinks he's a Jew, Aussie, poster with gender identity issues. No doubt. And what happens is that supposedly Anglin with Steve Truett and Eli James are hearing that Morris Gillette is running around with a wire. Why should this surprise anybody? Why should this surprise anybody at all? Anyway, I go ahead and I'm looking over on VNNF and I'm looking over four flag Steve's. I'm looking at a number of places here. And by the way, I just found out, just went ahead and found out, that supposedly the NFM has gone ahead and taken down their webpage because they disagree with the chairman, Eric Glebe, about how he does things. Folks, it's every man's or every wigger, every ass clown for himself. Folks, let's not be surprised at the bowel movement being, well, essentially full of Jews and Mamsers, and all they have to say is scream about Jew, all the Jews. Why are we surprised at this sort of shit? And the answer is we shouldn't be. If you're really Christian identity, you understand what you're supposed to understand already. You understand a number of things here. Now, you may have come up with, mainly in the Worldwide Church of God, but you might be a remnant from Wesley Swift's church. You might have gone ahead and come into it and learned a number of things, some of which aren't really, I think, orthodox views. And I'm not going to go ahead and fight with you as long as you understand at least what is important. I don't fight with people because most of the time I recognize where they come up with this stuff. And while I may not agree with it, I can, of course, get along with you as long as you are genuinely white, as long as you actually mean what you say. But, folks, I don't have much use for creatures who do not belong, who never will belong, who essentially don't know how to act, don't know how to behave, never will know how to act, never will know how to behave. Folks, I'm not surprised at how you act. I'm not surprised in the least as to how you behave. Why should I be? Anyway, folks, I've gone ahead and figured out why my cell phone is going beep, 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 and it's not being recharged. The answer is that I've had the thing unplugged for the longest time. What to say? So let me go ahead and see. Go ahead and get this thing plugged in. Got it ready. Okay, it's charging again. I was beginning to think that the battery had blown up on me or something. In case, folks, we have these people who come in and they think, Eli James' letter emailed Skip Baker, I'm going to take you to court and you're going to have to prove that I'm a Jew. Look, Eli James, if you go ahead and take Skip Baker to court, what you're going to have to do is that you're not going to be allowed to go ahead and sue someone in the name of an alias. He's going to get discovery. He's going to find out what your name was before it was Eli James. He's going to go ahead and find out that your name before Eli James was another made-up name called Joseph November. Okay, so what was it before Joseph November? Well, I've heard from fairly good sources, I'm not going to go ahead and divulge, is that before that he was known as Joseph Cutts. But you have no idea what the heck. It was before that. It could have been Mordecai Goldstein, for all you know. You don't know who the hell these people are. You don't know who Evan Genderbender is. You do know, if you've been paying attention, that Jeremy Visser is a Melungeon Mamser. You can go ahead and look at Anglo Mestizo Truett going ahead and whining that Morris Gillette is chasing him around wearing a wire. Well, I don't know about wearing a wire. I mean, I don't think they have to wear big old wires like they did, 35 years ago. But, you know, they can just go ahead and have a little big, you know, bug or something like that. But, folks, anyone understood the what went to jail over Bolivian nose candy, was caught drunk as a skunk with one of the many informants from the August Christ faction, who in turn got caught by another informant. For example, there is some raghead here who was going to go ahead supposedly and detonate a bomb at the Federal Reserve Center. Folks, he was just a raghead. It was all together an FBI Zog false front. They went ahead and convinced him that he had a van or a truck or whatever full of explosives. I mean, I don't even bother to go ahead and find out what particular lie I'm supposed to believe. Don't even bother. Who cares? Does anybody really, truly believe that they are made safer from actual reality, if there is anyone? Folks, I would be far more worried about some maniac dreaming up a new plague quietly in a garage somewhere, or in his kitchen somewhere across the food that never saw playing. And essentially, if it's a wigger, you know, a mad wigger who's designing a disease to kill niggers and Jews, well, hey, more power to him. Even if he's trying to go ahead and kill wiggers, well, maybe that's not altogether a bad thing. Folks, it doesn't really, I mean, all these dog false fronts, be they 9/11 or Oklahoma City or anything like that, folks, if you have enough freaking sense to really be Christian identity, just simply mind your own freaking business, but pull out as much as you can from politics or from, you know, doing anything. You know, no full well that you don't have freedom of religion or freedom of speech or freedom of anything, really, when it comes down to it. If you just simply mind your own business and go your own way, you won't have any problem, and you won't have to deal with Jews like Alex Linder or Eli James or Finkelstein or Brian Rio or Jeremy Visser or anybody, including not even me. I mean, you know, there's some people who say that I am not a very nice person to get along with. That is probably true. If I find out some shit about you, find out you're a worthless lying bastard, you're not going to hear the end of it. But, no, folks, if you're truly what you should be, don't worry about shit you have no choice in affecting. You want a great tribulation? Well, folks, it's going to happen. All these people, go ahead. Martin's going to go ahead and kill 190 million Jews and beaners and 120 million Uyghurs. Well, no, not me. I mean, heck, even they lined up at my door. I don't have enough money to buy any machine gun bullets, not to have any machine gun to put them in, too. I'm just simply saying, if you go ahead and look at the Bible, the Bible tells you what's going to go ahead and happen. You know, it's rough form. It doesn't say exactly when. In fact, Jesus Christ said he doesn't know. Only Yahweh knows the time and date, knows, okay, we're ready, here it is. He starts the ball rolling, in which it's going to go ahead and end up in a great tribulation, which the vast majority of people will die of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And contrary to the papist prayers, be it Eli James or Finkelstein, this lays in the future. Christian identity is a millennialist or premillennialist religion. The millennium is not in the past here. 90% of prophecy has yet to be fulfilled. And thus, you have an idea of who you are, of who the Israelites are, who the real Jews are. Well, folks, you have an idea vaguely while reading your Bible as to what's going to happen. If you think you see it really, really, really clear, well, chances are you don't know what you're talking about. the folks, you do sort of know what you're supposed to do here. I mean, Kristen and Nancy is not really very, very, very difficult, because you understand not only with your brain, but you understand mainly with your heart, because the law of Yahweh is written in your heart. You are what you're supposed to be. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here. I don't think Rusper is going to go ahead and call in. So, in any case, we're going to go ahead and go next. Can I read the chat room? No, I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and look to the chat room in about 2 minutes here, because I'm going to go ahead and take a break. So, folks, hail victory. Well, it looks like Mittens and Obongo were trading one-liners at the Al Smith dinner. And hell, they're just being just nigger and rigger. Just so wonderful. Logan. Oh, Logan. See, we have a few people who didn't show up. Okay. Hello, Logan.
I walked away from my computer hoping I would get set up. I said, I heard Pooty call that.
No, Pooty never calls in.
He said he did.
Well, Pooty says a lot of things, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So how you doing, Logan?
Well, I got back from Michigan.
Okay.
And, I met with some of the people that a long time ago, they broke away from Jim Wickstrom. And now, they had a pretty good group, and there's some of them, they're still a smaller group, but basically the guy that took over Jim Wickstrom's place, he's identity, but I think that he's being led by choosing managers. I think he's being led astray with a bunch of bullshit.
Who?
I thought he's older than me. He don't want to listen to me.
Who's that?
Anybody?
Winston?
No, this guy's name's Ralph.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, I probably tell him all these people are Jews and he don't want to hear it. They want to have all the proof. He can't say nothing. So, but I don't know. I mean, I used to keep peace days with him, but, you know, I'm just.
Well, you thought enough of him and his wife to go up to Michigan from what, Tennessee?
No. I met another guy that used to be, he was a pastor, but this guy, Ralph, was the head of. He was like the head dude after Jim Wickstrom because these people left Jim Wickstrom. But now the people I've met are really, really nice. They're older and, they've got health problems, but they seem to be doing better. They're just, you know, basically when you get over 70 years old, you know, you have to take things a little slow.
Well, that's true enough here. My mother is going to be 80 in March of next year. I went ahead and talked to her the other day. Pickle went ahead and called in. He was in a good mood. He was going to go ahead and come back down from South Dakota where he has her penned up. And she was talking stupid crap about going to a nursing home. And I said, why do you want to go to a nursing home? $2,500 a month here. And that's, you know, that's really getting sort of cheap here. You could, however, is essentially move up to that house that I went ahead, me and Roxy bought here, and pretty well just take your victuals and see me and Roxy every day, and have me and Roxy cook up something for you. You can go ahead and walk down here, or what happens? You could have Baby Pig hook at the foot of the hill. Come up and see him a couple times a week here, even though you don't like that bitch Crystal. As I call her Piggle's bitch, or sometimes I call her the mad rabid hippo. You know, she used to have shoulders sort of like a linebacker here. I mean, she used to have real wide shoulders but a real small head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Baby Pickle is he's sort of handsome, blue-eyed, sandy-haired little baby pig hook here. And anyway, he's a little brat here, but I've seen him at the Dollar General, and he'll go ahead and start screaming when he wants something. And, you know, Matt, temper tantrum. And I hear he's bad at the Walmart, too, here. So anyway, handsome looking little brat here, but unruly here. I mean, all of Winston, you know, healthy as can be here, but there's never been anything. I mean, the best thing for a Winston butt is a stick. You know what I mean? I was a really brat, when I was young too here. They didn't get near the swamp that I had, coming here. But in any case, I went ahead and told her that here. I said, shoot, me and Bill can go ahead and fix up the farm here. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to go ahead and keep her up there. I said, well, shoot, one of these days she's going to trip over her feet here and, essentially, be laying there, laying there sick without, any ability with a broken leg, and she's going to go ahead and die up there. You know what I mean? What with your silliness here? I mean, shoot.
I'll tell you what, your mom needs to be close to people that can look at her family, you know?
Well, Pink went ahead and moved her up to South Dakota in May of 2009 here. And now,
is she happy there?
She's sort of like her mother Jenny's side of the family, the Osbournes. I mean, shoot, she she's not exactly the smartest, person. What she does is, she'll go ahead, and when we bought that trail at the foot of the hill, she'd come up here once a week, and she'd go ahead and yak at people. Just yak, 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 yak. And what happens is the people sort of liked her. I mean, they knew she didn't mean no harm. She's harmless here. It's just that she will go ahead, and my brother's the most like her. I mean, she'll ask personal questions and not even pay attention to the answers and ask the same stupid, question again and again and again. And she, the good thing is that she's not senile. She doesn't have her Alzheimer's here. Sort of like my mother, her mother, my mother, grandmother Jenny, when I asked my dad, you think Jenny will go ahead and become senile? And my dad said, nah, she ain't likely to lose what little she got here. So, in short, she has a mentality of a 12-year-old here. But, what happens is she's about as smart as old Liarbell Mumpsnut the Clueless, but she ain't sort of vicious and she ain't a liar, She's just sort of silly.
Yeah.
And in any case, pretty well.
Hey, I wasn't able to call in. I didn't have a cell phone coverage, but last Sunday night, did Laura Bill or did any retard show up?
Well, I think it was a Nimbuster, Liar Bill who showed up here, and I think it was a Nimbuster Linda that showed up. Pretty well, I was sort of trolling, the Pisser Possum show, and pretty well, old agenda was going on and on and on, and here comes this Mamzer, the Liars, Ethan 24, and he's Liars Mamzer. He goes ahead and shows up. And, he admitted, I think, about 6 months ago that he was part Cherokee here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, essentially, he goes ahead and calls in. He goes ahead and calls in. And, what he does, he goes ahead and sticks up for this Rocky Sadea of the ANP, American Nazi Party. And,
I know who Rocky. Rocky.
Well, have you ever met him or what?
I've seen a picture of him on the internet. What do you think about that guy? What kind of name is that?
I don't know. He sounds like a WAP name here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He should have called himself the American Fascist Party or whatever. I mean, pretty well, I went ahead and listened to Sadea talk about, the failure of Mo Gullet's, little march in Washington here for the South African nitwits who ordered to die. And pretty well, from what I gather, I think Zog only gives him about maybe $10,000 or $20,000 to spend or something like that. He wasn't getting the money. That's why he needed some Bolivian nose candy. That's why he went in and plotted to rob banks back in 2005 here. But in case, he's a Zog bot. He's a Zog agent for Provocateur.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Me and Pastor John Britton could have maybe hijacked, his trust fund. But that wouldn't have been right here. I mean, it's not right to go ahead and take something that don't belong to you. Even if Gillette doesn't deserve it, he is the one that Ray Redfern, I guess, gave it to. But, you know, pretty well we kept Ray
Money. How much money did Ray Redfern give him, like a lot of money?
No, Ray Redfern didn't have pot piss in her window throwing out except to go ahead and buy cocaine here. I mean, there's a lot of people who think that Ray Redfern died of, you know, he died of a heart attack at the age of 54, and there's a lot of people who think he died of a cocaine overdose here, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, he was a notorious doper. But, and so is Mo Gullett here. Mo Gullett's just a drunken crackhead. There's even less sense than Ray Redfern did. I mean, Ray Redfern at least had some. For him, it was, you know, it was more of a hobby. You know, for Mo Gullett, it's more of an addiction. And pretty well what happens, there was this, I didn't know what his name was. Went in and dug out and, you know, talked to Brian Wright, the slant-eyed Melungeon Mamzer here, who's Jeremy Visser's Mamzer pal. Went ahead and found that. Then went ahead and went to an old guy in Ohio, and pretty well his name somewhat known bizarre, but no need to go ahead and mention it here. I found out that this dead Nazi had about $1 million estate. He went ahead and died. He left 40% of it to Ray Redfern's Church of Sons of Yahweh. I guess old brother Ray managed to go ahead and convince him to give up some money. He went ahead and left 40% of it to this Klan, neo-Nazi, Confederate Hammerskins. He left 20% to the, 20% to the girlfriend of the Klansman, you know, who was going to get it, you know, left it to her because she was the one who actually took care of, you know, this dead Nazi in his later years here. Well, anyway, what boiled down to is he had about $1.2 million, something like that, and the Church of the Sons of Yahweh got it here. And you got to understand, in 2003, Ray Redfern, well, 2003, both Ray Redfern and August Christ went ahead and rebelled against Butler and supposedly was kicking Butler out of the Aryan Nations. You know how it is. I mean, sort of LSD notions here, like Jeremy Visser and Eli James are going to kick me out of my own church here. Idiot notions.
Yeah.
Idiot notions. And, you know, that same thing that Eli James is yapping about. And if I don't go ahead and sue you, Skip Baker, I'm going to call a council of the elders. Well, shoot, the council of the elders will probably have all hooked snouts here and be the, you know, unlearned, unwashed elders of Zion. You know, you have seen the emails between Skip Baker and, you know, did you see the one where old Judith Nipps is demanding that Russifer apologize to Wickstrom? Because Wickstrom called Eli James a Jew first. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen some of those emails, Jim. The thing is, Judy Nipps, when it comes right down to it, she still takes up for Jim a lot of times. And I guess that's because she was married to him or whatever. But, you know, she's kind of in her own thing. I'm not going to argue with her, you know. I mean, if Russ wants to argue with her, I think her and Russ both follow that Scott Vaught guy. So
yeah. Oh, you get. I mean, I do not say take me off your list. I just go ahead and look, and I find out stuff by going ahead and listening here. But I do not get involved. I mean, you know, Judy Nipps here is a doctor, according to her. She's probably as much of a doctor as James Wickstrom here.
She didn't even get it. Look, I got a 4-year college degree like Russ. Judy Nipps got a certification in herbal medicine or something.
Well, hell, I mean, you do know that I am an MD, don't you? You know I'm an MD?
What does MD stand for?
Mad Dog. Yeah, but I'm an MD here. And I got a... You know, I mean, I got a certificate of practice in 1635 Swedish homeopathy, you know, and licensed to practice at the St. Gustavus Adolphus, you know, Institute of 1635 Swedish homeopathy here. And, you know, I already got all the stuff I need. I got a pair of pliers and a hammer and a funnel and a tin bucket here. And I got some matches here that I can go ahead and start, you know. And what happens is that, I got some jugs here filled with asparagus urine that I can go ahead and also use for 1635 Swedish homeopathy. So I am an MD here, folks. I really am. So that means I'm as learned as Judith Nibbs and James Wickstrom, correct?
Yeah, because Jim Wickstrom, according to him, he's a doctorate in studies of scripture. Yeah.
Okay, so he made himself an MD, a doctor too, huh?
Yeah, a self-proclaimed doctor. And Judy, she got a certification in herbal medicine, but she declares, I mean, when you get certified to be an herbal medicalist, I don't think they call you doctor. I think you just have a certificate to practice homeopathic medicine. I'm pretty sure they don't call you a doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they do call them MD, or sometimes they call them MOs or something like that here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, homeopathy.
Okay. She did not go to a four-year school. She took classes and stuff. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's about a year or maybe 6 months.
What it is that essentially they got them in. They pretty well got them in. They got them in by, I mean, homeopathy is the notion that you're suffering from four major humors of earth, air, fire, and water. And essentially, you know, I mean, you don't want to go ahead and suffer from a little bit of a lack of earth here, because essentially you'd end up, you know, having to eat shit here or something like that here. I mean, and what they did is that they, you know, part of it was to go ahead and a little bit of this will help you. So they go ahead and mix it with a mole of water, which is not, gallons and gallons. I forget how much a mole was of anything. How much is a mole of anything anyway?
I forget. I know you have like liters and you have like milliliters, and I forget what a mole is. I mean, I should know.
A mole was a lot. A mole was a freaking lot of stuff, though. I mean, an ungodly amount here. Sort of like you've heard of microfarads for capacitors here? Well, a farad would be a capacitor about, you know, maybe half the size of your house or something like that here. And a mole is so many, is, you know, from my gear, it's so many molecules of anything. And so if it's a gas or a liquid, it's quite a few molecules. You know what I mean? At least that's why I remember, I think, from chemistry, you know, better than 30 years ago or so. And, what it is, though, is you got to realize is that, actually, like Mark Twain said, is that Galen taught homeopathy. And essentially, Galen has been killing people, as like you said, for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Folks, I mean, homeopathy was essentially the belief that you had to go ahead and get the body in balance, and therefore feel suffering from so many humors or something, a lack of humors or humors or...
Basically, I can agree with Yahweh's food laws and his herbs and everything, but some of those people that get an alternative medicine, they get into some stuff that really is not effective, and a lot of that crap's put up by the Jews anyway.
Well, it's...
I mean...
A lot of this stuff, I mean, generally you probably live longer if you were born relatively healthy and you avoid the damn doctors. You know what I mean?
I agree. I don't go to a doctor. I go to a chiropractor sometimes, but he manipulates my spine because, like, at work one time, I never had back problems, and I was lifting, like, 300 pounds, and I twisted. And the chiropractor, I mean, I don't go to doctors. I go to a chiropractor, and I used to go to Judy, but I can't afford her. I used to buy herbs from other doctors, and they're expensive. So I'll just make my own herbs, man. I'll go to the grocery store and, like, get ginger and get, you know, cilantro. And just basically, you know, you're supposed to live by Yahweh's laws anyway. If you keep Yahweh's food laws pretty close to the way you're supposed to do it. You're not going to get sick.
Well, you're going to generally, you know, generally, I've heard the fourth greatest cause of death in the United States is caused by doctors. You know, just simply screwing you up here. I mean, it's
hospital too. They say if you go to hospital, that a lot of the germs in hospitals are worse than what you go in there for. You know?
Okay.
Germs they spread in hospitals.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're always hearing them getting pneumonia whenever they go to hospital. They didn't have pneumonia going in, but they caught pneumonia or something.
Well, to be fair, last night I was throwing the crap out of Visser, so tonight we have some Pisser Pops. You know what I mean? 10 and 18.
Well, okay. So you have Visser and Hobie and
they were yakking stupid crap about if you had five verses on a desert island. Well, why would you have only five verses on a desert island? I mean, essentially, if you had what? Oh. Yeah, why would you only have five verses on a desert island? You either have a full Bible or none at all, and essentially go ahead and remember what little you'd remember of it. Why five verses? I mean, this is sort of wanting to be half of a lettermanser or letterman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the heck is the purpose of that here? So essentially, I had Ethan 24 call in, and Obagender Bender was just having a conniption fit over Ethan 24 going ahead and disagreeing with it. I mean, Jeremy was just, Jeremy didn't give a crap here. It's sort of like on the 9909 when Visser, about two days, he's blaming Sci-Fi Faber for the County Joint Drug Task Force kicking in his door. And he's blaming Sci-Fi Faber for it, and he's going to quit Christian Identity. Well, folks, if you want to go ahead and see how many times Visser has quit Christian Identity, just go ahead and type in Lindstedt in the search engine over at Stormfront, and you'll go ahead and see when Visser was trying to suck up to Clint, how he's going to go ahead and quit Christian Identity. He wasn't making enough money back in 2007 or whenever. And, Visser
does this for money, so basically he's doing this for
I don't think Visser actually makes very much money. I think what happens is that Visser, part of the reason he snitches, he's a melungeon, he's a mamzer, he's a spawn of Satan. You know, he partly does it because of that here. He doesn't want to go ahead and bring his Pisser Possum DNA here into Yahweh's servant nation. But also he does a little bit, I think, in order to go ahead and get out of trouble here. From my gather, he's pretty well of a meth goober, you know, in addition to being a meth head. He hasn't had a job for a long, long, long time since the Caterpillar plant when they closed down or in a temporary job.
Yeah.
And essentially he goes ahead and he comes in, he disappears, he comes in, he disappears. About